Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shivam.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Purva Mimamsa, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now, Tad Anganam Chopakaranadinam. Upakaranadinam, Yugapat Anushthanam Ashakyam, but Upakarana, etc. Upakarana means you bringing the cow. That you cannot do it in the same time. For all the 14 cows, it is impossible. You have to do it for each cow. So there is a problem here. Therefore, Ataha Tesham Sahityam Avyavita Anushthana Sampatyam. Therefore, the Sahitya, the order here, to perform the karma in a faster pace should be like this. For each cow, you have to do avyavita, without any difference in the gap between one karma and the other karma for each cow. That is the sahitya, that is the order here which can be maintained. Tatha tacha ekasya upakarnam vidhaya aparasya upakarnam vidhayam. How is that done? First, you have to do this upakarna. You have to bring first cow, then the second cow, then the third cow. This is the order. First upakarnas, whatever upakarnas bring in cows, you have to do. Then, evam niyojanadikamapi, then niyojana, you have to bind each cow. Then, like that, each cow you have to do the karmas. Tathacha, praja, prajapat, tathacha, prajapatyeshu kasmachit, Pashoho Arabhya Ekam Sarvatra Anushthaya Dvitiyadi Padartha Teneiva Kramena Anushthaya Sa Pravarti Kramaha. So, if you take one cow and perform all the karmas Arabhya Ekam Sarvatra Anushthaya, one karma you perform in all the places, then you follow it with the next karma for all the cows, then that is called as Pravarti Krama. So ayam shruti adibhyo durbalaha. This pravritti karma is weaker than the shruti pramana, etc. We already saw the reasons. Tadevam sankshepo nirupiktaha shat vidha krama nirupanena prayoga vidhi. So since this krama, this pravritti krama is the last of the pramanas, krama, in krama also this is the last krama, pravritti krama is the last krama. Patakrama, Arthakrama, Pravartikrama. So, Pravartikrama is the last of these Krama also in the Krama. So, it is weakest Pramana of all. And by this, we come to the end of the six Pramanas which are useful in doing the Prayoga, in doing the Karma, during the Karma. When the Karma is performed, these are the Pramanas which help us to perform the Karma in a faster way. Adhikara Vidhi Lakshanam. So, next we come to the Adhikara Vidhi, which is the only leftover Vidhi which we have to see. Under the Vidhi, topic Vidhi, we saw first the Utpatti Vidhi, then the Niyoga Vidhi, Vinyoga Vidhi, then Prayoga Vidhi. The fourth is Adhikara Vidhi. Now, Adhikara Vidhi, we come to hit this. What is Adhikara Vidhi? Karmajanya Falaswamya Bodhako Vidhi Adhikara Vidhi. Karmajanya Fala Swamya Bodhakaha Vidhi. That is what is Adhikara Vidhi. Adhikara Vidhi means Karmajanya. That which is born out of the karma. That which is the result of the karma. What is that? Fala. That which comes out of the karma is Fala. The result. So, the result is Swamya Bodhakaha. Who is the master? Who is the person who is eligible to experience that relationship, whichever vidhi gives us is Adhikara Vidhi. That vidhi which connects the performer to the result is Adhikari Vidhi, Adhikara Vidhi. So, Karmajanya Falaswamyam, Karmajanya Falabhuktrutvam. Karmajanya Falaswamyam means the person who is eligible to experience the karma. The person who has the eligibility criteria to experience the karma. That is what is Falaswamyam here. Falabhuktrutvam here. Such a Ejeta Sargakami Ityadi Rupaha. And What is the form? How do I differentiate the other karmas from other vidhis from this vidhi? This vidhi will be like this. Ejeta swarga kamaha. One who has desire for swarga, heaven, let him do this oblation, fire oblation. Ejeta swarga kamaha. Finished. Now, the person who has the desire is the adhikari who has to perform this karma, who will gain the result of that karma. Because if you don't have a desire and if you perform a karma, you will not be able to experience the result. That is what the Purvimamsa says. You perform the karma, but you are not attached to the result. You don't want the result. You are not the person who is going to be enjoying the result. Why? You are performing the karma, but you will not gain the result. How? Because there is a bhavana which is affiliated, which is related to this performance of karma. We already saw bhavituhu bhavana anukulo bhavaitur vyapara bhavana sacha divitaha shabdi arthi bhavana cheti. In this way we already saw. So there is a focus, there is a mental image, there should be a idea when the performer performs the karma, which is not there when he does not want the result. So this is why in Vedanta Sutras, when one says, I have performed the karmas, I have performed so many karmas, swarga kama jeta, I have taken it to the root and I have performed the karmas. It's taken so seriously, I have performed those karmas, but I don't want the results now. What will happen to me now? Because I don't want to go to swarga, I want moksha. What will happen to him? For a person who has performed the karmas with the idea of result, he has done the sakami karma with idea of result. Now he wants it, he doesn't want the result. If he has performed those sakamya karmas without the idea of results, it becomes nishkamya karma, without a desire. Karmas performed without desire. Now he has performed karmas with their desire, but he doesn't want to own up to the results. What will happen to him? We say in Vedanta, he will not be bound to the result. That those results will in turn, because due to the vairagya, in turn will become karmas which will help him to purify the heart. That is how we understand that. So, swargam uddishya yagam vidhatata anena swargakamasya yagajanya phala bhoktrutvam pratipadyate. So, suyaga yacheta swargakamaha means swargam uddishya yagam vidhatata. So, whoever performs the yaga for the swarga as the result, swarga, having the result oriented as swarga, anena swarga kamasya, for that person, through this swarga kama yaga, for this person who has the desire for swarga, heaven, yaga janya phala bhoktrutvam pratipadyate, whatever the result which is oriented to that yaga will be given. So, yasya ahita agni, this is for normal karmas. The karma again is of two types, nitya naimittika. Nitya karma aharahar sandhyam upasita, perform the sandhya vandana karma daily. You have to perform the karma daily. There is no escape there. Akarane pratyava, if you don't do, you have a problem, you are going to incur sin. Now you have to perform. There is no special result oriented. So wherever there is no result, Vishvajitnyaya, you will take swarga as the result. Okay, forget it. Now there is a naimittika karma. Naimittika karma means because of some nimitta, because of some instrument, some prodding you have to do, because of some cause which props now. For that reason you have to perform this karma. Like Laukika, let us not take this. There is a Laukika karma, Amavasya, on the new moon day. I am not talking about Darshapurnamasa Abhyam Surakama Yajita. Darshapurnamasa Kama also depends upon the new moon and full moon. That is also Naimittika, but we are not talking about that. There is the karma, Pitru karma, which is called Pitru karma. You have to perform on Amavasya days. Amavasya is the nimitta. New moon day is the nimitta for doing the tarpana, to tripti tripyate iti tarpana, meaning to pacify, to to make people, the Pitrus, the old, the traditional ancestors, they, to make them peaceful, to, you give food, water, etc. So, these Pitru Karmas have a Nimitta, a day is the Nimitta. On this day you have to perform. You cannot perform in any other day. Okay, you come to a Kshetra, Punya Kshetra. You come to Haridwar, Rishikesh. Now, this is the Nimitta. Punya Tirtha Kshetra is the Nimitta. So, for that reason you can perform it in any day. That is different. So, these kind of karmas have a nimitta, have a dependent clause. There's clause should be there to perform this karma. So, now we'll see this. Yasya aitagner agni grihandahet so agniye kshamavate ashtakapalam nirvapet iti ityadina agni rahado nimittam karma vidharata nimittavata karma janya papakshe rupa falaswamyam patipadyate. So, there is this Nimitta Karma. A karma because of some cause. What is this karma? Yasya ahita agnehe agnihi grihan dahet. For whom this agni called ahita agni, it burns his house, whose house is burnt because of this ahita agni. So, agniye, he, for that agni who has burnt his. See, this is the Aheni. This Agni, he has burnt his house. Now, he has to perform karma for that Agni. So, Agni, for that Agni, what should he do? Ashtakapalam nirva, Shamavate, Ashtakapalam nirvapet. For that Agni, to pacify that Agni, he has to remove 8 kapala of Ahutis. He has to keep aside 8 kapala of Ahutis. This oblations. This sacrifice, he has to separate it, 8 kapalas, 8 pot full of. And what is the result? What will he gain because of that karma? Ityadi, ityadina agni dahado nimite. This, like this, there are karmas which have to be performed for this cause, like burning of house, etc. Vidadata, whatever karmas are given as injunction, they nimitta vataha, one who has this nimitta, one who are one whose house is burned, that is the cause for him, karma janya vapaksha rupa, this karma will destroy the papa, that papa, destruction of papa, his sins, that is the result for this karma, that will go to this person, who has done this karma? Remember, one, this karma for Agni, when you do 8 kapalas of this oblation, when you give 8 kapala of oblation to this Agni, he will destroy the sin. But, since the destruction of sin is the result, you cannot do, I cannot do. Why? The house should be burnt because of this Ahita Agni. That is the clause. So that is the clause that makes the karma possible. If your house is not burnt because of that fire, even if you perform, the result is not there for you. The Adhikaritva does not exist in you. So you will not gain the result. You will just waste your time and money. That's all. Now, evam, the same way, aharar sandhya upajita ityadina shuchi vihita kali kala jivinaha sandhya upasana janya pratyavaya parihara rupa falaswamyam bodhyata. Tatcha falaswamyam tasyeva yo adhikara vishishtaha adhikara cha sayeva yad vidivakyeshu purusha visheshanatvya shruyate. Okay, we'll take. RR Sandhyam Upasita. There is this karma which says, there is this vakya, this vidhi which says, Ahar Ahar Sandhyam Upasita. Ahaha Ahaha. Every day. Day. Aha means day. Ahar Ahar means every day. Sandhyam. This karma called Sandhya Vandana. Upasita one should have to perform. There is no escape. Escaping this karma. Who has to do this karma? Ahara Sandhya Upasita. It's a general term. So everybody should do. It's not like that. There is a rule. So this rule has a clause. What is the clause? Shuchi vihita kala jivinaha. One who is pure and one who is one for one whom vihita kala jivinaha means for one whom for whom the karmas are performed at a right time. That is the clause. For one for whom the karmas are performed at the right time, jata karma, etc. Each place, each karma, it has to be performed properly at the right time. Forget about it. The important karma for performing the sandhya vandana is yajnopavita dharana. The sacred. It should be installed for him at the right age. Now people, before the day of marriage, they just wear this karma yajnopavita and then remove it after the day of marriage. In the same day, it's a disturbance. So they just remove it. Or they'll wear it for what? See, it will be very difficult to scratch your back. The thread on your body, it is easy. So, these are all the usefulness of sacred thread nowadays. So, this karma should not be, this vidhi is not for such a person for whom, no, these are all things which happen. It's not a joke, it is things which happen now. People perform, they parents themselves say, son wants the karmas to be performed at the right time. Oh, you are young, why are you bothered? What young? I am going to college. No, that is okay. Before the day of marriage, we will put that. No, no, I want now. We will see for a right time. He is right time, he have lost. Now there is no right time. Whatever time you got, that is the time. There is no right time now. So you have to understand. Shuchi vihita kala jivinaha. It means, Shuti says, Ashtavarsho brahmana upanita tam adhyapayita. Ashtavarshan brahmana. This Brahmin kid, at the age of 8, you should have to install the sacred thread for him and you have to teach him the Shastra Veda. Tam adhyapayita. After installing the sacred thread, you have to at least teach him how to perform Sandhya Vandana. Forget about the Veda. At least teach him the Gayatri Mantra. Now, he has to perform the karma. When he has done. And 8 years for Brahmin. 10 years for Kshatriya. 12 years for Vaishya. So this is the age. Now, it doesn't mean 10 years, 12 years over. Now you are old. No, you not. It's not like that. There is an age limit. So, until that age limit, you have to perform. There's a possibility. Now, for a person, now, there are people, it's a joke. Like, this is a joke, I am saying. It's like, people come to spirituality. They are married, they have kids, everything. They come here to Rishikesh. And they will be given Naishtika Brahmacharya Deeksha. Or they will be made, they will be installed with this sacred thread. At the age of 62, 75, they will be installed sacred thread. And he will have this choti and he will walk. He is now referred to as Brahmachari. He has gone through all the other ashrama dharmas. Now he is Brahmachari. I am Brahmachari in so and so ashram. So this is a problem. So he says, Vihita kala jivinaha. One who has performed the karmas for whom the karmas are performed at the proper time, Sandhya Upasana Janya Pratyavaya Parihara Rupa Falaswamyam. What is the result? What is the result of karma? Sandhya Vandana. No result. You only said. No. Pratyavaya is the result, is the sin which you will incur if you don't do the karma. So, that negation of Pratyavaya will happen for this person. Not for others. So, that is the idea. That is the knowledge it gives. Tachya phalasvamyam tasya eva yo adhikara vishta. And that rights for the experience of those results is only for the person who has the adhikaritva, who is the person who has these prerequisites, not for anyone. So adhikarasya, and what is that prerequisite, what is that eligibility? S eva yad vidhivakyeshu purusha visheshanatvena shruyate, that whichever is said in the vidhivakya as a speciality, as a adjective for this purushna, purusha, this person. Okay, this person should be of this and this class, so that for him this is the result. So that is the adhikaritva. Yatha kamye karmani, like in the kamya karma, phalakavana, the end result is the adhikaritva. One who has the desire for that end result is the adhikaritva. And adhikari, he is the adhikari for experiencing the result. Naimitika karmani, nimitta nischayaha. And in the nimitta naimitika karma, there should be a typical clause. Because of that trigger, this karma should be performed. If the trigger does not exist, he cannot perform the karma. So, that trigger is the cause for nimitta karma. And nitye sandhyopasanado shuchi vihitakala jivitvam. So in the sandhyopasana etc., the nitya karma, living a life pure, pious, perfect, that is the, he is the person who has the eligibility to experience the result, which is removing the, destroying of the sin which will be created, which will be got if you don't perform it properly in the right time. So that negation is there for him. We'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.